Hey everybody, this is David here with a very special announcement before the episode begins. We were finally able to save enough money to get a Facebook fan page. It's very exciting. I'm sure you guys are all very excited. So, if you want to like it, just search Adventures in Pathfinding on Facebook, and the one that is titled Adventures in Pathfinding should be ours. Thanks.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
I'm going to roll for stealth and try to sneak in.
I'm going to try to sneak it? That doesn't look good.
Hold on, I have a plus 92.
Oh, wow. I think we'll be fine in this instance.
I believe you.
I'm a new two-headed DM.
I have a plus 8. Oh, 17. That's not too bad.
Oops. I'm willing to sit back and see what happens with David.
Oh, apparently I fell asleep.
He went back to dream to be a farmer. All
right, I'm going to go with David.
And I'm going to put the slippers on just in case.
That's my butt.
Yeah, hey, you're right back here.
That's a better roll.
Exit
only the cats.
So Kenny, why don't you come in through this door and I'll come in through this one.
Alright, I rolled a 16, that probably should
be. Okay, Tabit, Mento, and Shivers.
For stealth. Yeah, 26.
Shivers stay.
When I had all my shit together.
Okay.
Boy. So, where does, what, count to 16 go when it's able?
I have my bow out. And I have slippers on just in case.
I'm thinking 30.
Yeah. All right.
Time
right.
What? Who's the badger say out of this?
Yep.
Let me grab my peanut water.
So he's coming in?
Yeah. Sneaking in. As much as a freaking half port can. I'm going to let you be like the distraction.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Watch
right.
Outside.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We'll just charge them.
Alright, the interior of the church is cold and damp. Two man-sized statues stand on each side of the room. Both draped with gray sheets. Dozens of sagging bookshelves stand along the walls, and a stone altar has been converted into a table.
I read the books and see if any of them gives me additions to my ability scores.
And if you're looking for magazines, if it'll do temporary.
A little, like, step.
Okay.
Hold on a second. There's more I gotta draw.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a crazy idea. Can you just put different covers on that same book every time it looks at it? It gets wisdom damage.
it's like you put like badgers, and then they always just open it.
Badgers monthly, badgers weekly, badgers yearly, the annual badgethon.
Just actually, they'll just supposed to be up here.
Someone's back. He's been like game so low, it becomes useless or bad. Moonwalker monthly, Moonwalker annually.
The Dancing Badger.
Spider Moccasins and you.
That's the name of the end, the Dancing Badger.
That would be the best one. Spider Moccasins and you.
No.
What you need to know before operating these.
Is this stuff I need to know?
Yes.
Okay, Kenny, this is my idea, Kenny. I'm going to give you the slippers to borrow. I'm just going to start yelling for this guy. And then you get the drop on him. Literally, drop on him.
Alright. That's what you see.
Well, this is such a dumb idea, but I'm
that
totally
is what
sold.
That sounds awesome. Alright, so I'll give Kenny my slippers secretly, and then I'm just going to start going, Hi, me! And Kenny's going to be on the ceiling, like, waiting for him, and he's going to fall. And those statues are going to come to life. Hi, me!
I'm sneaking on the ceiling.
You guys didn't do this part, did you?
No. We went straight to the asylum.
Yeah. Out. You guys are in for a treat.
Hey!
So this part's new to me. So, should I just leave them?
No. Alright, what are you guys doing?
Oh, just what he said.
Right.
He's yelling, and I'm like,
and I'll say
standing
the,
up on the.
I'll say the god's name in Aklo.
Ivy!
Ivy! Special delivery for Ivy! Paging Mr. Ivy.
Ivy cat sound.
Peter Herman, I got it.
Hey, good one. Thank
you. I found my bike!
Alright, doesn't sound like anything's happening.
So
what's everybody else doing since David's playing Marco Polo?
Marco Ivy. Well, I'm still outside. I think we're on a timer here for when we should go in.
Okay.
And
so
I'm keeping
you guys
watch.
Timer? Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping watch.
Shivers has been told to stay. What's Kenny doing?
Oh, I'm climbing on the ceiling.
What? You took his shoes?
Yeah, he gave me the shoes. I'm
yeah.
sneaking on the ceiling.
Okay. It does not say how high the ceiling is, so I want to assume it arcs up like a church. So, okay. Okay, so we're going to say it's about 25 feet up.
Okay.
You're on Michelangelo's
Man.
And it vaults.
I can't believe I don't remember the name.
Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, the Sistine Chapel.
Alright, what are you guys going to do?
Shove the statue, does it make it come to life?
Fingers
oh,
always
you're
touching.
In a different spot now.
Oh.
Now the badgers on the guard, as long as I roll 5 for max damage, I can one-shot it.
I don't know what my character would do if he actually hurt him.
Really?
Well, I'm pretty sure I know what he'd do.
Yeah. I had an idea.
What if you could prove it was me?
I don't think it matters.
I
think
yeah,
I just want to murder for
everybody. Is not, due process is not David's thing.
That's true.
He would try and kill the nearest living thing, no matter what. Could be another badger.
What's going on?
I want to take the sheets off the statues.
Okay, they look like new religion.
You.
Do you have a religion check?
I doubt it.
Otherwise, do a regular win of them.
I'm smart.
Yeah, not too bad.
Hey, 18.
They look like
yeah, that's out of character.
What's the guy for this? Aridin.
Is it Aklo related?
Wait, what's
no,
the name
just
of
the old?
What's
old,
the name of the Superman villain? Mr. Mc...
I don't know
any Superman villain.
Not Superman?
No, he's like Mr.
Zod?
Kerplitz and Kunitz.
Oh,
he's like this little bitch man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
man makes a
Piccolo.
Yeah.
Like, if you say his name backwards...
Yeah, that's the name of the book.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, that's kind of right.
Okay, so... I go up to the altar.
Okay.
Start kicking shit over. Heidi!
Get out here.
I realize this is a little bit worse of an idea than I thought it was.
Oh, now that's
Kenny starts having second thoughts on life again. As he usually
yeah.
does when he adventures with Kenny. Or with us.
Now you're just like, he used that badger to get into my good graces. And I'm on the ceiling of a fucking bandit.
And isn't being on the ceiling awesome? You're like, you're walking on the ceiling.
He kicks the table over a bunch of, well, give me strength check.
Uh-oh, this might be a frowned moment. That'll be at 15.
You just knock, like, the top off. He had, like, a wooden thing on top of a regular altar. And then below it's just a wooden, stone slab, altar-ish looking.
Hmm. Being,
a bunch of papers fell all over the place.
Can I read them?
You can.
What is that?
Do a perception check. What's everybody else doing?
We're still outside.
That will be a 17.
Preparing for the worst.
It's a list of books he wants to buy.
Huh? Do I recognize anyone?
They're not really. And I mean, they're just like weird books. Some of them are like related to the history of Mortenberg. Other ones are like world related. There's a couple of them on the god.
Bongos and you.
I write down poop book and then laugh and then put it back.
Dear Admiral God, it's me, Margaret.
He thinks he wants to buy a poop book.
It's funny because he knocked all these papers off the ground and he writes poop book on it and puts it in the center of an altar he tore up.
And then he's going to buy it. He's like, why did I want to buy this?
It's on the list.
Are these other rooms?
Yeah, everything with a little...
I'm like, Kenny, come down.
These are doors.
I'm like, Kenny, I don't think he's here. You should come down and let's get our friends and investigate these rooms. And give me back my slippers.
Alright,
so
I come down
that's
going to
be 4 minutes off of the slippers.
I come down around here and walk.
But after 24 hours, will it be fully recharged anyway?
Okay.
I don't know if I'll use it.
After you've used them for 24 hours. 24 hours after the last
That was almost
it. Not like waiting 24 hours and then they automatically pop back in.
Wait, what?
So, like, if you went to sleep now, they wouldn't recharge.
Oh, so they have to be completely done?
Yeah, it has to wait 24 hours.
No, it's just 24 hours.
Alright, well, anyway, come back down. You can have your booties back.
Well, it's been about 4 minutes. We should
guys, get in here!
You too, Shivers.
Well, we haven't heard anything.
Except for, hi, me!
Yeah.
Oh, hi, me!
Alright, so we haven't checked out these rooms yet. Let's go check
them out. And then I come over here and go, look, guys, he wants to buy a poop book! Isn't
yeah,
that crazy?
I will cautiously enter.
I kind of wish Brand was in here to see what he would do.
He would probably try to stop me from touching the table.
Don't!
It might be magic.
Kevin, are you going in?
Detect magic on the room.
Okay.
We haven't searched these rooms yet.
Alright. Detect magic on the room, isn't
it? I think these guys need to
What?
The only thing you're getting is like a very, very, very faint divination around the altar.
Was that the thing that made the gate?
Let's see if I figure out what it was.
Alright, go ahead and give me do a knowledge.
That's like scrying or telling the future.
What was it that made the gate?
28. Your assumption is some kind of residual magic.
We haven't opened
this
door.
You want to come like little holy stuff?
No.
No.
You guys
do I see the note he's talking about?
Yes. And you snicker softly yourself and try to show David so he won't get encouraged to do it again.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is I'm just going to drop a bit of acid on it, burn up the note, and just be like, idiot.
No, I'm gonna go look at some of these other rooms. So
okay.
I slowly open this one there.
All right, what's...
I'll open this one.
All right, and Cabot?
I'm standing by the door. All right,
we'll go to Kenny.
We know that people...
Let's
know
see,
that
what room are you
through.
Going to?
I don't know. Whatever's in here is death, apparently.
We're preparing an ambush.
Or you know, just not here.
Probably not.
It's another room.
This looks like a storage room. You can see food, water, skins, some lamp oil, ink, paper, miscellaneous supplies.
Three supplies! Alright, I don't know, are we going to go to Franz next? Or not Franz,
no, we'll go to David next.
Franz is in my heart.
Your door is locked.
I hit it with my warhammer.
Okay.
Or you can just kick it.
My hammer.
You're going to hit like a 10.
14.
That'll hit, so roll for damage.
This is the A, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 2 plus...
35.
I think wood's hardness is 10, so you didn't get through the hardness. So you just... BOOM!
Shivers, get it! I have Shivers attacked it.
All right, Tabit.
Standing
hanging.
Close to the door still.
Minto.
You know, inspect this door.
Inspect, so perception.
Or try to open it.
Just open it. All right, it opens up.
And there... Tub girl.
this looks like... a bedroom. You see a cot and a reading lamp. Very makeshifty looking.
This is a butter cake room.
Did anybody look at the books that were in this place? Maybe you could do that.
There's like good
job.
There's a copy of...
Poop book?
Poop. Volume 2. He was one volume 1 on the other one.
Poop Weekly.
He just didn't like just jumping in the middle.
I can't follow.
All right, 23 perception to see if I find anything of value in the room or useful.
23. The bed looks like it hasn't been slept in a while. It looks like it's really messed up. The reading lamp is dark. So, other than that, you do not find anything of interest in here.
I'm going to open the next door when I get a chance.
Right. Open the next door. That is... this room looks like it's been abandoned, and the roof in this area has got, like, a really bad leak.
And that rain you guys had the other day has, like, left a leak, so there's, like, a water trail coming over here, and then there's, like, a little crack in the masonry over here, so it's seeping out into the streets.
I heard it was because their dryer, like, they had too many...
It's illegal.
Yeah.
Too many kinks.
Made that game.
All right, at my door, I'm going to go, I should have known better than to use this Warhammer, put it away, and then go, hungamonga, hungamonga, hungamonga.
Oh, that's the first time you said that when you're using that.
And then whack.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Oh, I don't have any stats on it.
Evil aggregate spirits.
Here, I'll let you look it up.
Okay. Well, I think that cover has, like, human teeth.
Oh, yeah, I keep looking up that equipment thing.
That's the creature.
Yeah.
It looks like a, you know, an omnivore. It looks like it eats lots of things.
So, what are you doing? You're kicking the door?
Like badgers.
You're not kicking, you're putting the hungamonga in it. You're like a nine.
Yeah.
What, I mean, what do you need to
attack? What was it to hit?
So your base attack bonus plus...
Strength, since he's
strength.
You're
not throwing, you're swinging it, right?
Yeah.
Which I found out that when you throw weapons, you can add your strength bonus to, which I didn't know.
Seven.
That's why
so 16.
Fighters like
daggers
swords.
And stuff.
16.
16 to hit the door?
Mm-hmm.
That'll hit.
And then what's the...
You're just going to roll the damage?
Yeah. The stat that I brought up on the app...
Probably what, a d6?
I think it's only d4. I mean, just a really weird-looking dagger.
Okay. This thing?
But it is?
Yeah.
Plus what?
Strength.
So, 4.
Yep, same deal.
Oh yeah, I forgot I have to get over soon.
Yeah.
Okay, I picked a lock.
Alright,
you open the
tab it.
Bard might.
I might.
Can we have Rice come in for a second?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very hesitant about this place.
You're walking in there. You feel a disturbance in the divine force.
Can I innkeeper it open?
Yeah, you call me divine.
Like the diva.
I don't have any disabled device. I must have not trained it at all.
Oh, I do have a disabled device.
You sure do.
But I don't think I have any,
Your hungamonga is your lockpick.
Thieves' tools?
Yeah, I don't have any thieves' tools.
This would be an improvised -4.
Yeah, pretty tough.
Not for David, he always rolls some dumb shit.
Nice!
Wow.
I rolled this.
I won. I can't believe we've never found any mentors.
I know in the online one you guys found like 4 or 5 of them.
I have 3 meshwork crossbows, 35 bolts. Everybody, come help me bash this fucking door open, Jesus. I ask politely.
Right.
Because nobody knows who Jesus is.
That's bad.
It's Garrodin.
Well, are you trying to disable the lights?
I am, but I don't have anything to...
Does anyone...
What's your skill?
I have a +5 to it.
So
one of you magic people make this thing magically
okay,
up?
-4.
I'll try to disable the lights.
Nah. I guess I got magic.
16.
Nope.
David is a magic spell. His parents cast long ago.
8.
Nope.
6.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is a very high disabled device.
Alright, let's just beat this.
Let's beat the fuck out of it.
Just beat the door.
Unless you were a rogue, you would never be able to disable it.
3.
Don't we just have to do this? What do we have to do to open
16.
The door? Or break the door?
You gotta get higher than a 30.
Does anybody have a 70-sided die?
What do we need to do to get through this door?
Just break it open.
Just
break
keep
it.
Attacking it?
Yep.
Yeah, keep...
Stop it.
Well, does anybody have...
To kind of help you out, he's been attacking it. No one's tried to bash it down.
Oh, there's a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I bash it.
Bash it down.
Attacking is like you're trying to destroy. Bashing is like you're just trying to shove
the door
it
open.
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
Well,
no,
you can't bash it.
Not with that.
Try again.
What's everybody else doing?
Just watching him bounce off of that. Try again, big guy.
Okay.
That might be enough.
I don't know what
just
you
add your strength.
Strength.
14.
You kind of feel it jog a little bit. You think if you get a little stronger, you might.
Shivers, help me with this one, buddy.
All right.
18.
Roll for Shivers for help.
Okay, Shivers. Disney.
You always got more than you.
What do I add?
This strength.
Strength.
I don't know.
14.
All right, you jar it really good. It's off one of the top pins you see kind of pop. You think if you do it one more time, you probably bust it all the way down. All
right, come on, Shivers.
Let me. I'm gonna kick it. Let me give it a kick. No.
Oh!
Ow! Ah, shit! What is wrong with this door?
I forgot that partially open things are this party's bane. He hasn't got above a 10 since he did that.
Hey, 15.
There you go. Okay.
I like to imagine that Sugar's like backing up to help me. And
all three of us are like beating on this door as hard as we can, like kicking it.
This is how I imagine it. Shivers like, I'm gonna get it this time, and then like I just knock it open as Shivers is running at it and it just flies through and then hits the wall. And
well, you're like shoulder bashing it, and I'm kicking it,
yeah.
And then you're shoulder bashing it.
Alright.
Shivers is trying to run into it.
So, in this room.
We got it though.
We got it.
In this
high
room,
five.
You don't see anything until you look on the floor where you see there is a
awesomer.
There's nothing in here. Until you see on the floor, there's like a very obvious discolored section. It looks like it's new compared to everything else.
Well, nothing
so,
here, guys. I'll do a perception check on it.
Search for secret doors.
10.
You forget where you're looking at. Start looking up the ceiling. Like, that's who's going to collapse. We get wet in here.
Shivers will do a perception check.
Zero. He agrees with you.
Did you guys find stonework?
Can we try?
Wooden trapdoor set in the floor, yeah.
Nah, boring.
Wooden. What's that?
10 plus...
Perception, that's like 10 for me. Or 11. 22. Or 21. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a trap door. It doesn't look like it's too hidden. So I mean, you can just like lift it right up.
Hey, buddy.
They were still
down
like, working up.
All right, I lift it up.
Alchemy fire.
Well, that's what happened last time. We had
I'll
trap
motion
door.
For you to come.
All right, I trust you.
All right, found something.
What's this?
We got a weird team dynamic going on, that's for sure.
What's this?
Are you going to sing that song
again? There's a weird new spot on the floor. What's this? What? You
oh,
singing?
I thought you were
Queensrÿche?
I thought that's what you were singing at first.
No. I don't remember the lyrics.
You were singing it like crazy last time.
Well, the part I was singing, I realized, was not even what he was saying.
You could have been,
probably because he was, you know, he's like...
Was it you that likes Dream Theater?
No.
I don't even know what Dream Theater is.
Good.
An overly technical rock band.
Horrible. Oh, man, listen to him.
Technical stuff right now.
It's
boring. But it's just
like they're
it's
all,
like
really
rock
good
rock
at their instruments. But, like, their songwriting's terrible. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't really...
So it's like, yeah. It's kind of like Tool.
I had, like, a couple of them
like
in high school.
Do you? I mean, you might like...
No, see, I don't think... I don't think Tool...
Well, I just mean, like...
I think Tool's songwriting is infinitely better.
Okay. I haven't really listened to that either.
No, Dream Theater's, like, prog rock at its worst.
All right, I'm drawing these lines down like this to indicate that it's going down.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, people going up. But how do we know which way it's going down?
The way the lines are.
Well, I know, but is it going down this way or going down this way?
No. Down is like a depression.
Yes. Well, I know, but this way or this way?
Down this
down.
Way.
Down. Which down.
Way?
This way.
Okay.
Down. I don't know what you're
depth.
Asking.
You
the depth.
Yeah, depth. Down.
You need to draw.
So you're saying this part, there's a little depth, and then it comes back up on the side.
So this is top floor. Then there's like a sheer cliff going down type thing.
Okay.
And there's more.
See, I thought you meant that what we're walking on goes down.
No.
And that's why I was like, well, does it go down this way?
No, these arrows here are, I'm trying not to do a topography line type thing.
It's topical.
Yeah.
This sounds like Dracula singing. That's the worst.
That's why I said it sounded like you were doing a window. Being Sarah Marshall.
I
can't. It's rude.
Die.
Well, good thing I have a +1 parachute.
You
are like how from the suck of me.
No. That's not a lyric, is it? Okay.
No, it's Jack's listening in.
This large low-ceiling chamber may once have been part of an extensive basement or subcellar, but the worked stone walls have long since crumbled to reveal uneven stone beyond. A sunken area in the center of the room contains a small pond, stagnant water that reaches around a single pillar of rock supporting the ceiling. A slick-looking circular tunnel extends south to the southwest and the northeast several tables clutter with what appears to be chemical equipment stand around two more stone pillars.
Did you hear that they're making a Sliders movie? Like they got
what?
The whole... No, I can't even say it with a straight face. I was going to try to get that going for as long
it's
as
like,
I
can. It's like, what, they got Gimli back?
Yeah.
He's alive. Yeah.
Slider.
No, it's a prequel. It's like, you know...
They slide.
Turns
it's
out...
It's not sliding. It's not Sliders. It's just Slide.
It's just Slider.
Slider.
It starts at White Castle.
That's what I was going to say, it's on the founding of White Castle.
Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, but it's uncredited.
We go back in time.
I read a thing about Gimli and Lord of the Rings, how someone asked him if he would do Lord of the Rings over again. He said no. So I guess all the makeup and prosthetics they had for him caused like a horrible allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
No.
Especially because his entire role in that movie fucking sucked. Peter Jackson hates dwarves.
Good thing he made The Hobbit.
Yeah, and they all suck, though. All the dwarves in the movie suck.
So, if I wanted to get to this lake, I'd have to, like, jump off a cliff.
Slide down again.
It's not
exactly, like...
It's not like a bluff.
No, it's
not. I'll create water for you. You shivers as a slide.
You know I love it when you create water.
And you guys are coming in from over here.
But I can't make wine.
So I mean, wine would be a really good one.
That would be shit-faced right now.
All right, so we got weird shit in the center. Other little alcoves. I'm going to give it to that alcove first.
I want to do a nature check on the water.
Are there no houses in this fucking town without the goddamn
cabin? Yeah, what's up with this town?
Seriously.
Well, this town is really
old. It's just built on
what's
old town. I'm throwing a fit over the architecture.
Did we not look at our basement? Shouldn't it be a catacomb?
Oh, yeah. We should check our basement.
Is there like a...
No.
There's like a demon living underneath
it. Please don't give Eric any ideas.
It's a demon.
I don't want him to play... Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah. We're finally going to get our first customer. It's going to be one of the dudes we're supposed to kill. The worm's going to show up and destroy it.
Can I handle animal?
I'll do perception checks.
It's like a little ant. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
But we
could
have.
You do evil, it's just modern evil.
Well, yeah, that's fine. We can have all the demon clientele.
It's
better than no clientele.
Yeah, it's
screwed us into the ring a little.
Okay.
So there's stone all around us, huh?
What kind?
I'll
tell you what kind. Not just.
So much stone.
David, what's your flat footed AC?
2 million.
So zero.
You
can tell
by the mineral content. How do you? I don't know what flat foot. How you?
It should be a button.
It's like minimum 10.
It should be a button on there.
Yeah, it's blank.
No, it should be minimum 10 at least. It's at least 10.
Touch is 12.
That's not what
it is. Flat foot is blank. I don't know how to compute it.
No, it's like minimum 10.
We 10 plus.
You lose your dexterity bonus.
Yes, so you'll only be 16.
Only?
16.
That's fine.
And Josh,
bring it! Water. I'm guessing
getting,
the ponds.
You're getting the DM rage.
So, as you walk right here, a bottle hits you.
You're at a shitty concert.
and splashes.
Never mind.
You take.
That was like we were in the south only.
9 points paper. Of acid damage. Shivers takes 6.
Shit.
Shivers.
This is why you do perception checks, David.
And
I was about to.
That damage is ongoing.
Oh fuck.
So like next round, you'll take hit points of damage from it.
How do you care?
Either you have to spend around removing your armor, whether it's on or...
Jump in that water.
Yeah, jump in the water. Do that. Jump in the water.
It looks delicious.
I hear it. Here's that.
Can I argue with that?
Who's that fucking guy? We probably don't see him yet. No, we do.
Yeah, you do, because he just attacked. So everybody needs their own initiative now.
Alright.
Jerk. I'm trying to see
if I'm... Acid, yes. Yeah, that's some shit.
Let's see if it's fine.
Oh, I'm going to be the Joker, though.
Dustin.
I rolled a one.
I have a nine.
Alright, all right, I'll be going last. So,
ten.
I'm trying to find a description of him on here.
It's not that ghoul.
No, it's not,
that picture.
The worm with the...
I have a 21. Shivers has a
16. Nope, you guys are on acid.
It's ugly.
You're on acid. You actually did still.
This is an ongoing. And singing. Silent lucidity for two.
Well, what it looks like is this guy has a bunch of potions and stuff on him.
Does he have that feet?
Yeah, he does. Double fist.
The dual fist, the fisting, the robot feet.
He's got like a wild look, and his mouth is covered with like really tight tape type thing. So it's like wrapped around his face, and you can see like runes growing on it,
like Darkman. But
what
designs?
Actually, I'm going to show you one.
Okay.
I'll be a little sneaky. What the fuck?
Here. Does he have a scimitar, too?
Yep. This is what he looks like, Lance.
Oh. Mm-mm.
So the lighting down here is all right?
Yeah, there's a little...
Apparently there's a bondage for this shoot.
Yeah.
Ah, David. 21 and 16. No, I'm going to show you what you're fighting.
Oh, pirate. Okay.
Pirate. He's got like a little gag thing on his mouth.
Do I
know what that is?
Something tells me we should not...
A gag?
We shouldn't take that off, either. We should just let that thing stay on his mouth. I don't know.
So when it's my turn, I hold up the bottom like, you got this.
It got all over me.
Shattered on you.
I'm going to kill this guy.
Oh, you thought you were in Nickelback.
Son.
I am Nickelback.
I thought you were in Nickelback.
You're Nickelback.
Who do you crit?
Holy shit.
Wait, whose turn is it?
Now he's
just
trying.
I'm just doing initiative.
Oh.
I'm last. It doesn't really matter, so.
Alright, Tabit.
Tabit's getting drunk.
In the one.
You don't have another. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I had
yeah,
every time.
I love it.
Six.
Out of 10.
Sorry.
out of 19 other numbers.
David E. Shivers.
David 21, Shivers 16.
Shivery Davids. Mento.
25.
Ooh,
Braggart. It's that dragon bloodline.
No.
So we don't
no,
know that
I decided. I decided not to truly min-max. I picked up Prune Initiative.
Huh. Well, I think that's helpful here. Sounds like you're going to be casting some shit right away.
Sounds to me like an alchemist, so...
Sounds like you're going to run.
If I'm covered in the poison, I jump on somebody. Will they get the poison?
Nope.
You can't charge them.
It's a good ass, though.
Can't give them a hug of
yeah.
Poison
yeah,
acid.
I would allow it.
I
think it's
ah!
Yeah. You dropped your point!
Now, normally with those attacks, you would get a reflex save, but since I didn't think you guys were paying attention because you're just saying, I go this way, I go down this here.
Whoa. I didn't do that.
And that's why you guys didn't get attacked.
Did you get attacked?
Being a caster
no,
has
its own
you
move closer.
It's
you only get to attack one less.
At least I don't get hit.
I didn't.
All right.
Do you even have a face anymore after being burned like four times?
I'm
pretty dumped on there.
He's got a lot
and you're
a
orc anyway.
We're beautiful.
In your own way.
What you say? Your ass is
right. Got a plus
David,
one.
David, you're still flat-footed because it hasn't been your turn yet, so you're at, what, 16 still, right?
Mm-hmm.
He shoots you with a crossbow and hits.
He loaded that in one round?
He already had it loaded.
Uh-huh. Let's see it. He's lying.
He did show you. He just shot you with it.
Yeah. Here it is.
Here's an arrow in your ass. Here you
go. Oh, he shot you in your butt.
Right in the butt.
Oh, is that poisoned?
Oh, you know it is.
Do you have the poop buff?
5 points of damage, David. Constitution check plus 3 points of acid.
Come on, make it good.
But it's not my turn.
Oh, you're right.
Make the constitution check.
Constitution check.
Come on, make it high. Make it high.
Straight constitution, not fortitude or reflex or anything?
Oh, fortitude, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, is it 12?
poison.
You gotta roll the hematite ones.
I'm sorry.
Let's look at your high numbers.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, actually, the...
But hey, 18. Cool. That's cool. Poison.
Well, you get 18.
Poison.
I have 12.
Poison. Unless you want to let me have 18.
No.
Okay.
Well, here I thought I put all this information on here and it didn't.
That guy is poison. Who sings that? Bad Priest?
Yeah.
You never heard that song?
No, I think it's my boy. No. You never heard that song?
That guy is poison?
This bad girl, this girl.
Girl is poison. Poison.
Oh, well, now we gotta listen
to it. Alright. Okay. Oh, shit, for you.
Don't die.
Don't kill David.
Yeah. 2 points strength damage.
Shit.
Permanent?
1 point.
I think it's that restoration.
Constitution damage.
What the fuck is he shooting me with?
He shot you with something that was poisoned.
I don't like this guy.
He doesn't like you.
Right.
We were coming to kill him.
No, I just had a delivery for him. I kept calling him.
If only someone wasn't upstairs yelling his name as loud as he could over and over again so he would know that somebody was trying to go after him.
I told him I had delivery.
Delivery.
This guy's paranoid.
Special delivery.
He did summon Evil Terror of Madness from the realms beyond.
That is killing his friends.
And he does have a weird
really
gag on his face. Alright, Minto is next at 25.
So would you crit your initiative roll?
Almost.
Can I summon Viv DeVoe?
Yeah,
but they don't say Bilbo.
No. And remember this.
Can we get Bilbo Baggins?
I feel like they're only a color thing.
You never heard this song before.
The chorus is the part I don't know.
No, I'm thinking this is gonna be hitting.
What decade is this from?
80s? Maybe 90s.
It's early
90s. They were on Punky Brewster.
What? Yeah, I am not familiar with Brewster at all.
They were, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think it was them.
Yeah.
There was a band
like
them or them.
It wasn't the new
level moves.
Nah, I know it wasn't.
Okay.
David, 3 points of acid damage off the top.
I don't get a save against it?
No, it's on your body.
No.
Unless, well, I'm not sure if it does at the beginning of the turn.
Yeah,
the head
turn.
What
was
the beginning?
Yeah,
it
doesn't know.
3 points.
So how do I not, like, the acid can't go on forever, right?
I think
flesh.
It goes on until you do a heal check.
Well, that's not how acid operates.
Right,
acid
goes
work.
On forever.
Acid works until it is come in contact with enough basic solution to just become normal.
So once your skin goes away.
So it depends on the...
like that's said, well, when your skin's gone, it'll stop.
But it wouldn't, because, well, the chances...
Okay,
that
then it'll keep going down through the floor, you're right.
No. The chances that he had that much poison that it would eat away my skin, he'd need a lot of poison.
That's not poison, that is a bomb. This is an alchemist.
You're arguing
this, is one of
this
special
in a
attacks.
World where magic exists.
I'm explaining chemistry to this guy.
Okay. As a reaction. As a free action. Okay.
That's real. I've seen
that. Yeah.
All
right. So, DM, that was a free action. He's like, excuse me, this really hurts. And by the way, this would not go on forever. And where did you get this much from? Was it from BASF?
So this isn't like a straight bluff. But like I can slide down this thing?
Yeah. It'll be like a hampered movement type thing, so you'd only be able to move half your movement.
Could I pull a legless, like sliding down an inch and arrow at the guy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to do.
You should throw shivers at him. That could be like your like final move, your leg limit break. As you do like a shot put spin and then throw shivers.
I think my finishing move
like
is I shove shivers down someone's throat and then he eats himself out of
like Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking up how this is even?
Yeah, I looked up the acid and it only lasts one round after, so
okay.
it's done.
Ooh, you got lucky.
Mm.
Nice DM, mean.
Good guy DM.
Voices
looks
you.
Up.
Looks it up.
Looked up mass damage. Killed me with a giant firebomb after that.
But says he's sorry.
Yeah. Allows raise 6 levels later.
Alright.
I don't know what to roll for that.
Well, it's going to be attack and you're moving, so yeah.
What
roll
do I
all
roll
these dice
to try?
They said you're doing fireball.
Oh, no, I'm not doing
So, I'm like sliding down the slime and shooting the guy.
Okay, let's see. We're gonna have to do an aerobic check.
And a +2 for being awesome.
Well, I would say that if you had something that would make you do awesome things.
Like a mythic point?
Yeah.
I spent a mythic point while I do
okay.
It. Okay, so what am I doing?
Roll your die, add a 1d6.
Yep. Back of the lance dead.
Roll plus what?
Roll a 1d6.
I know, but what am I adding to before that?
You're doing this is for the aerobic check.
Okay, so 15 right now. 16.
Okay.
And now what?
Roll the attack.
That will be a 20.
You see the 20 bounce off of his armor.
Damn it.
Or I guess slide off of his armor.
And I said, did you see how cool that looked, though?
Wait, you rolled a 20 and it bounced off of him?
I rolled, well, it added up to 20.
Oh.
No.
Not a natural 20.
That's really high.
Shivers! Me timbers.
You need to tell him to go get help, because you're about to die down here.
You're a fun dude.
Shivers.
Yeah,
takes.
One dude that 20 just bounced off him.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't roll that high.
Well, I asked him to.
Never.
Dig.
Oh,
my fire! Ah, oh, my skin's melting!
So where am I at? Am I down here now?
You're like right next to the water. He's like in the water.
Motherfucker.
Alright, so Kenny and the Jets.
Kenny and the Blights.
Let's see, I can move 6.
Yeah. Yep, and moving down will be a double movement.
Do you... I should probably just go down.
Yeah.
I don't also.
I'm just
going to
go down. So 1, and then 2, 3.
Yep.
What? 4.5.
Yeah.
Four, 5.
4, and then that'll be 6. I can do diagonal again.
This episode's going to cost us a lot of money. Not a song.
I guess I'll chuck one of my javelins. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, pencil sharp.
Fuck this guy up.
That's all right. You don't have to get it. It's not
that awful. Oh. Always prepared.
Yeah! I missed. No.
That's what I need. It's masterwork javelin. you want me to roll it? Confirm?
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably going to do it. 18 plus 8, 26.
That's gonna hurt.
Fuck yes, melt his face.
Okay, so...
So how... Remember how we do it now is it's...
Yeah, this is my javelin, not my spear, so it's only...
Wait, the first time I attacked him, was he flat-footed since... It was
no,
the first round?
No, he already attacked. All right,
like,
yeah.
7 plus... I get...
Double,
plus,
you get your strength plus. And double because it... Well,
7.
However many the...
13.
13? Nice hit.
He died, right?
No.
Just now? He's dead? That's not fun.
Wait a second. I'm not
you get a feeling that he's screaming, but you can't hear him because he's gagged.
Are we sure it's not Jakar?
No. You can see his face.
Right. He doesn't have a weird eye.
He doesn't have a weird eye.
I'm going to do surprise strike and burn one of these
okay.
Mythic points.
Do it.
Then I get another attack.
You know, if I'd mythic,
with
it
versus flat-footed, too.
Increase the dice rolls on all my damages.
So...
Don't you get, like, a bonus?
It's flat-footed.
Flat-footed, okay.
So, 18.
18 does hit flat-footed.
Okay, cool.
This is another javelin you're throwing,
yep.
Right?
My master... Two master javelins that I've thrown this far.
This guy's dead.
So that's 7.
7. Ouchie.
There you go. point of the...
All right. It is... Cabot.
Cool. How,
Cabot.
How bad
are
you hurt? Devin.
Me? Oh, I'm fine.
That's fine. I thought I had one.
Shivers on the other
hand. He's density.
Like, I still have over 30 hit points.
Oh, must be nice.
Shivers has 14. We're fine. I really want to cut this guy's gag off. That's kind of my
I don't think that's a good idea in any way, shape, or form.
Listen, I only have good ideas. I think it's been proven time and time again.
God, there's not much I can do. I really shouldn't be trying to buff anyone.
Give me Orc Ferocity. Or Boiling Blood.
I really don't want to waste the spell.
Yeah, then just hesitate.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, I'm just gonna move in a little closer, and that'll be my turn. It's a problem with the way spells are in Pathfinder, so I never want to use it again.
How do I get out of here?
You can't.
What are you trying to do?
I need to go create water.
I'll do it for
you. Zero water.
No.
No.
I don't want any help on this one.
It's a tough level 0 spell.
Whoa! Whoa. Limbo! Limbo!
Plus 1 bonus on
Limbo's and
dexterity. Oh wait, you know what you can do to me? Cast that thing that gets rid of the minus that he gave me on my strength and...
Actually, that's true. I can do that. I think I want to be my own DM here, but I'm pretty sure that's a touch spell.
I think it is, too.
Like good guy DM let you cast a touch spell from away.
No, I will do that next time.
Can you just toss in one of those potions?
Nope.
I catch and drink it?
No, because Minto has one. You're going to have to barter for that shit.
Get
the badger for one of these potions.
Never.
No, so I'm not just going to try to throw you like a 500 plus potion. I will hand it to you.
Oh, okay.
That's terrible. That's another meme. All right, responsible
so
Minto.
No one would understand
yeah,
it.
It would screw us.
Responsible Minto. Shit saves you from the obsidian tigers.
Thrifty.
David Shivers Minto reflex things.
Get fucked.
26, bring it.
24.
That's for me. Shivers, ooh.
Ah!
Not so good. Not so good. 12. And he's also Italian.
Aw.
Not so good.
He's also dead.
14. He throws up another bottle bomb. Blows up here. Dodge for half, which was 7 for David and Minto. 14 for Shivers.
Oh, Shivers isn't dead. Shivers is unconscious. He's at 0 exactly.
Oh, no.
And then you see him back up here. You see him pop up here and you hear shh, like a slish sound.
What happened?
Shivers is dead.
You would get the impression he slid down the chute down here.
So you get the impression he's already dead.
So he attacked in a climb motion and then ran that far?
Yep.
How much? What was it? It was 14 points. No.
7 to us.
7
to
us.
Shivers.
Okay.
Climb motion, what do you mean? It's just double movement when you go over those.
Yeah, so
you ran away?
Like 5 jumps.
No, because I was just having everybody do double movements on it, so it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought the accumulation was pretty good. I had it a couple weeks ago.
I was going to try to intimidate him.
Sorry.
I don't think that's going to work.
Alright.
I
think I was going to kill him.
Minto's turn, I guess.
Slide down after him. Fuck that guy.
Now I'm going to shoot.
Allison.
That'll be 60 Minto. Full movement.
Alright, you're at the tip there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty.
Make a...
Like a slide save
real quick. Not very high one.
Make a butter cake slave.
Ooh. Someone butter cake all over this.
12.
Yep, you do. Is this really slippery on the tip here? once you start going down there. It's really slippery, guys.
This shit writes itself.
Oh, my God.
All right. Alan Thicke. Robin Thicke's dad, by the by.
Yeah.
I have seen that guy before.
Yeah, because he's a legendary Alan Thicke.
Why is he making the same face still in every photo?
David.
I am...
should be on some other show besides Growing, whenever it was.
You wear Shivers? Okay.
No, I am trying to save Shivers. I gotta do a heel check on him.
Okay.
No, Shivers. You know, he reminds me of your dad a little bit.
Yeah, I think that too. It's a 9.
Why aren't you making that?
You gotta get at least, it's... What is his hit points at? 0 exactly?
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't he in an episode of Portlandia?
You gotta get 10 plus the damage, so no, you can do it.
Yeah, because they kidnap him.
So Shiver's turn, he can try to stabilize himself.
Of course he does.
Yeah, he stabilizes.
Yep! And then he starts popping, locking.
He's just unconscious.
Oh.
In his dreams.
And his all his fur is gone, so he's a bald.
Oh. I don't want him anymore. I throw him away.
Throw him down the chute.
Give me another one.
He's worth more money, just like the headless cats.
Are they worth more money?
Yeah, they're like.
I can't really help Shivers. And I can go track
you. Yeah, if you're like, what's up?
I don't have fear like me.
There's Clark next to him.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, no, I don't.
Or Paladin.
I could possibly have it, but I do not have it.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay.
No. Healing's for those clerk people.
Just clerks. <clerks. laughs> When I'm done with your finances, I'll heal you.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I guess.
If you run,
yeah,
while you're
one,
doing it.
3, 4.
Why don't you just run?
Yeah, I guess I might as well.
Could just
double move,
So, 6 is about there.
You can also hustle.
7.
Alright, make a reflex save.
Hustling is a thing.
What, to fall, not fall down?
Yep.
What is that?
Is it a 5?
Plus 5, yeah.
Plus whatever. Alright, you're good.
8. So, 13.
Yeah, you're good.
But I want to slide down.
Oh, you want to slide down?
Or was that the option to slide down?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Acrobatics, right? I don't know, what would you...
That was a reflex save, but you want to slide?
Yeah, I'm just going after him.
If we're chasing after him.
Did you want to slide down, too? Because otherwise you're going down anyway, because he's going to be going right through you.
Yeah.
Here we go! Woo!
Slide down my own free will.
All right, little guy.
He's not
little
anymore.
In between my legs here.
Oh.
We're a successful bobsled.
Yeah, we're like bobsledding down this tube. I thought this is what we were doing.
Yeah, that was my initial plan, was to chase after.
Dude, that's when I need to leave.
I don't think so. Maybe, but no, I don't think so.
Well, if I'm up next, I'm just going to get a little closer to David and use Lesser Restoration on him.
But then he'll... What? Shivers!
Why would he heal you from? Seriously, give me a good argument. Other than you care for him.
He's adorable. He found the Hungamunga.
Which is
a symbol of your deity. So he's
no,
probably...
It's not.
Yes, it is. It led us to him. Your deity would not have been discovered if it wasn't for the Hungamunga.
Oh, I discovered him getting high.
All right, so you guys
because
slide down. Go ahead and make a reflex slave.
Slave?
You want to get above 15?
Yeah.
I got 7.
You made it land.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that means considering he's in front of me, so like burns out and I roll over the top of him.
That's right. What? How high above 15 did you get?
I rolled 15 on it. If it's a reflex save,
you get like a plus 8.
Eight
or something.
Yeah.
I got a 15 on
20,
it.
15 on it.
23. Wipe out.
It's just a wall. You're dead.
You're on an ABC show.
Not ABC.
And the other network, but...
Get down on it.
I mean, ABC is a really respected and highly appreciated channel. Send us money.
I love Lost. and shows that are on now that you have.
I do like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Was that on there?
Yeah,
is that good?
I like
watch
it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's Joss Whedon.
I think that's nothing. That's nothing super spectacular, but it's a good time.
I thought that guy, the main character, died in the Avengers movie.
Yeah, he got brought back.
And David and I have significant others that
real,
love.
He's a living decoy.
Rumor is. That show annoys me every time I watch it.
Living decoy.
I just
it's something
that
Marvel
yeah.
is like they
right?
make clones of
oh,
people
like
and S.H.I.E.L.D.
Reason.
Does that. Apparently,
I think that is a
Nick
minimal
whatever.
Reason I like it.
The head of S.H.I.E.L.D. got like 16 of them or something.
Oh, wow,
and
really?
Like, completely ignore the main character's powers?
All
yeah.
right, so this...
I actually did agree. I did say that to her. To agree.
Well, speaking of Ashley, we'll talk about it later.
She's in this?
Hold on a second. This is just for... Mentos and...
Earmuffs!
Earmuffs.
All right. Partially composed of natural cavern, partially remnants of long buried buildings and foundations. Foundation, the ceiling of this dank 40 foot.
Foundation?
Alright, it's not going to work unless you guys shut up. 40 foot tall cavern is supported by several stone pillars. Water drips from numerous spots in the ceiling, patterning into fungus choked lake below. Here and there, islands and beaches rise from the sides of the dark lake, but these areas are. Areas of doubtful land are clogged with hideous fungi of pale yellow, bone white, bruised purple, and other noxious issues. As you guys reach down to the end, you kind of lose control here. Can you kind of right yourself up, but you still fall into the water? Mentos, you're not so lucky, so you take...
Well, this is not maybe our best idea ever, but...
No, don't fuck that guy.
No, it's like in the Hobbit. Didn't they slide down a thing?
God, yes.
Are you going to see the next few movies? You're going to see
I don't
it,
think
man.
So.
5 points of non-lethal damage from just the shock of jumping into the water. And both Mentos and Kenny make fortitude saves.
I saw the play in like 11th grade. And the play in 11th grade was only 2 hours long. And they covered
I think we should leave.
Can we just leave?
18. Yeah. The water you fell into is really, really, really nasty.
Oh, why didn't we have a rope?
And you kind of get the impression this is kind of like a runoff of failed experiment type thing.
That's gross. That's all I keep getting from this.
Lant or Kenny, you're able to kind of punch through it.
Ah!
Mentos, you're not so lucky, and you're going to be sickened for the next 2 rounds.
You're not supposed to drink it.
Oh, excuse me, not next 2 rounds, next.
Forever!
5 rounds.
The first year's at 2.
Wait, point at the shirt. Five. Point at the shirt.
That's true. Shirt point. Shirt point.
This isn't a Pathfinder campaign.
Yes, it is.
Why does it look like a face?
Hey, at least it's not a dick.
Allison, if you want to know what it is, you have to play.
From my angle?
I see it. It looks like a fetus.
No.
And like this is like the umbilical cord. And for some reason, the umbilical cord is
the
head.
It's not fetus.
It's like a lie.
I did as a
face. I know you did. But this is like the face of a fetus, and it goes with the
face of a fetus.
The brain.
Yeah, where it's like the elephant trunk.
So these circular things are pillars. This is the actual landish stuff.
Yeah, Allison, if you're a comet, you should just play.
Sorry,
you can be the you can be Poseidon.
You can be the fetus.
The farmer.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
The farmer, not Poseidon.
I don't like this guy's bachelor pad.
I seriously, we just need to go into every single house in Mortenburg and check out the basement.
You just collapse every house, every basement.
There's so many caverns.
This is the what was it, only the second? Yes.
And people live here. Like not mention they're choosing.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nothing wrong with Mortenburg. We was born here. We's gonna die here.
You know you grew up in Mortenburg and you have an evil crypt in your basement.
You go down to your basement, you're sickened for 1d4 rounds.
Now you know you're in Mortenburg.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.